Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had another wild trading day today in the grain futures. Mixed bag as well of activity. Corn futures up anywhere from 4 to 6 cents. Soybeans lower in the front month. In March was down 7. May was down 6 or 5 and 3 quarters. But then new crop November was quite strong, up 13 cents at 11.89 and a half. Going back over the last couple of days, we've seen a high of about 11.97. Well, the market was 11.89 and a half. So it looks like we're going to go back toward that high there in the November 14 futures. Now, looking kind of what the action is showing, it's showing that they're unwinding some spreads. What's been going on over the last couple of months is buying the old crop beans and selling new crop. Well, that's starting to unwind, and you're starting to see some of that action as the old crop, new crop spreads unwinded about 20 cents in just a day. Wheat futures strong here, up 17 to 18 or so, and that was about 10 cents off the high. July closed at 725, up 20 and a half in Kansas City. This is the highest level since October, but that 725 was 8 cents, 8 and 3 quarter cents off the high. The high was 733 and 3 quarters. The good news is the markets continue to rally. Now, these geopolitical concerns with Russia and Ukraine exporting are still lingering around, and that's causing all these short positions to roll out and buy it.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's grain report was pretty underwhelming here on the supply and demand. It wasn't really a big report like we were expecting it to be. And, of course, the soybeans sold off yesterday, but today we were steady across the board here in the grains. Focus is going to start turning to the weather as spring's here. And if we do not get rainfall here in the southern plains, that's what's going to be a main driver in the wheat. Now we'll start to focus a lot on the March 31st stocks and then the planting reports and tell us how much corn and soybeans and so forth that we're expecting to plant. And then there's some talk that China has been actually canceling South America purchases over the last month or so. The news has been that they're going to export or cancel exports here in the U.S. But if they start doing that in South America rather than the U.S., that could be pretty bullish for us here. Now, the market today selling off on the front end of the beans tells me that there could be some cancellations going on as we speak, but we'll see. One interesting report yesterday was the topsoil moisture in the southern plains here. Kansas was 49% short to very, very short. Oklahoma 73% short to very short. And then Texas 76%. Overall, that's just not a very good picture in terms of going into the rainy season, supposedly, and the growing season for the wheat.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 7 cents at 143.22, March feeders were up 22 at 173.92, and April lean hogs were up $1.10 at 117.10. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 17 and a quarter at 722 even, Chicago March corn up 6 cents at 478 even, and March soybeans were down 7 and 3 quarters at 14.11 and 1 half. And May cotton was up 9 points and closed at 91.65 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.